Blog Talk Radio.
I know that's just what you want, that's just what you like. I know that's just what you practice, Southern Baptist versus Catholic, so fantastic, it's just action, our relationship is graphic, cause when we started fucking, then my heart was fractured backwards, it was half-fish, 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 I'm digging up, it all seems, it's high-fish, and tell you my heart is fractured, it's high-fish, it's like gymnastics, my mind has been tripping backwards. Almost like on acid, but half of this shit is plastic, cause I know that you don't love me, you only love my penis, well that's okay because I love your brain, baby genius, have you ever seen this, only the greatest use it, I'm only thinking of reasons of baby making music, I mean the baby's the reason, Jesus this is the season, do it while we breathing, never know what's up this evening. All that silly shit, girl, just leave it, say we don't need it, but I guess that's just the games you play, arguments like every day. Talk about hoes that you know not hit. Different color kicks and polo fits. The shit you bought, all the dough you spent. Hold that thought, love. You all call up in the lies that your homegirl say. Your best friend say that I ain't worth shit. But she sent me a text just the other day. Talking about what you doing, how you been. What's up for the night? We drinking, you smoking. Well, you must be. It's a cold ass game, nigga, trust me. Fuck who? Fuck you. Me and you, it's just us two. Argue, then we make up like dumb bitch. I love you, but I know that you don't love me. You only love my tongue. Ate her from the back and then I got her sprung. She called it love, I called it lust, but it don't really matter. Cause after all, the name calling, we be fucking after. She tell me do it faster. I record it on camera. Another sex scene, we turn into a movie after. Behind the lights, a total different puzzle. First come the liquor, then we bicker like a married couple. Yes, sir.
How y'all feeling out there? I hope y'all feeling good, feeling great, you know what I'm saying?
I'm over here feeling lovely. Happy hump day to each and every last one of y'all, you know what I mean? Even you miserable haters, shouts out to y'all too, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to welcome y'all to another episode of No Good Hump Days with your boy, Hocus Pocus, a.k.a. DJ No Good, No Good. If you tuned in off of the internet, I'd like to thank you very much. But y'all ain't got to be shy nor scared, you feel me? Dial 718-664-9115. Press that number one to go live. Again, the number is 718-664-9115. Once again, on this hump day, you know what I'm saying, I had to rush home and get here to this, you know what I'm saying, computer and whatnot to get this episode going and scheduled and everything. But, you know, I made it on time as usual, a little behind on my medicinal purposes and whatnot. So, of course, I have to roll something real nice, like, in about a minute or two. But you know what I'm saying? I just want to know how y'all feeling today. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? Happy holidays. How did y'all enjoy the Memorial Day weekend that just passed? You know, I got to spend time with some family. So that was real good, very lovely. Enjoyed myself, you know what I'm saying? Just a little family outing, you know, man, good music, good times, you know what I'm saying? It's all love. I want to know how was y'all weekend, you know, and what about this weekend coming up? What you got planned? It's the middle of the week. We on the hump, you know what I'm saying? I want to know what's humping with you. Let's get into this caller right now, ready to go live, calling from the 972, caller 824. You live on Next to Blow Radio. What it is, right?
What it do, Hocus Pocus?
What's happening? I know who it is, but go on ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners right now. Let everybody know what's your name, where you're calling from, and how you're feeling on this No Good Hump Day.
It's Mr. Googleable in the building. Dope-ass music, no S's, no C. Team No Filter, stand-up, West Coast, Bay Area.
Yes, sir, in the building. How you feeling on this No Good Hump Day?
Man, I'm feeling great over here watching my mini-me and watching this basketball game, you know what I'm saying, networking, trying to get this mixtape finished.
Most definitely, definitely. So what's going on with the mixtape? What all do you have done or confirmed? How many tracks you got?
Right now I got 9 tracks confirmed. You know, I got a shout-out to everybody that sent their submissions in. But, you know, I'm going with the best of the best. This is Top Gun, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hocus Pocus. I done sent him 2 tracks, too. I'm waiting for him to get something back. And I'm waiting on Magassier, too. I sent her a track.
Okay, that's what's up. So you got some Next to Blow artists all on the mixtape. That's sounding real lovely, like.
Nah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I labeled that collabo, so you know what I'm saying? You know which one is for your boy for you to hit that track up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I just saw that today, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that be sending me music and whatnot, you know. Sometimes I'm a little behind. I get a lot of submissions, but I did get that track that you wanted me to feature my boy. So Fully Loaded is definitely going to be working on something for you tomorrow. I'm in the studio, matter of fact. So, you know what I mean? We're going to be getting something for you. And shout out to everybody else that's hitting me up with the collabs. You know, I'm smashing them as best as possible. I'm not going to send y'all some half-ass shit because what's the fucking use in one butt cheek? You feel me? So I'm not going to do that. If I haven't returned y'all submissions or anything, it's not that I'm not feeling the track. It's just that I haven't got to it to the point where I want to yet. You know what I'm saying? So y'all be steady with me. You know what I'm saying? Keep the copa steady, you feel me? Shouts out to everybody tuned in, but Dope Ass Music, what's good with it, bro? You got a request for tonight? What's going on? What you got going?
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, I always call in just, you know what I'm saying, show my support, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate, you know, everybody that calls into my show, the No Filter Show on Mondays, you know what I'm saying, at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. But if nothing else, you know what I'm saying, I just want to hear, you know what I'm saying, something from Dope Ass Music. I want to hear Still the Greatest. Do you still have Still the Greatest?
You know, I don't think I have that one. That was sent to the other email, you know, from the other network I used to work on. So what you have to do, go on ahead and just resubmit it to me, my new email. Everybody else, y'all get y'all pencils and papers ready. Write down this email address. My email is hpocus2, that's H-P-O-K-U-S, the number 2, dot WNTB Radio, because we the Next to Blow. www.wntbradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3 formatted. Please include the song title and the artist name. You know, your Twitter link, Facebook, all that is all fine and dandy. You dig? But make sure that you have that song title and the artist name, or your music will not be uploaded to the switchboard.
Resubmit all that music to me again, bro,
because I don't have none of it.
Hey, but it should be in your archives, because that's the one I sent it to. But you might want to check the archive, because I did send it. But you know what I'm saying? Hey, if nothing else, you know what I'm saying? What you got on the switchboard, so, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what you got on the switchboard, so you let me know what you got on the switchboard for dope-ass music.
Most definitely, definitely. I want y'all to turn up the volume one time, because we're going to get into some of this dope-ass music. He said, I don't give a what. I want y'all to check it out.
Dope-ass music.
Dope-ass music.
I'm going to need y'all to get real cranked up in here.
Dope-ass music.
Because this my what?
Dope-ass music.
Here we go. Me and my ride, swerving left to right. What? Wet feet set. Brand and white, either on the block, or I'm in the club. Middle finger to the law, niggas gripping my ball. I don't give a what. I don't give a what.
Yeah.
Tell him again, tell him again. I don't give a what.
Yeah.
Tell him again, tell him again. I don't give a what.
Yeah.
Tell him again, tell him again.
Yeah.
Rolling through straight baboons, killing attitudes and tattoos.
Yeah.
Squad that mock in the click, feels like a plug. Gang of riders. Nike tires and bass tires.
Nigga.
Niggas with hot tempers, truth tellers, no lies. Gorilla pistol, sick giving out. Straight beats down, no clowns, greeted for the cheddar.
Mozzarella,
cold makers, breath takers, slow and dope,
take
the spreader. Back up your hoe and your dope.
Hey,
if
hey,
you let us mobbing, call us Batman and Robin. 211, 27, 30 rounds.
Then the knock a lot of
burners, gloves and mean mugs. Shoulder shrugs and Tommy guns. Reassess the threat if you think. Your folks won't stop, no turning back to rap when we attack. We overreact, quick and big, mic fully loaded. They come in track,
mullet
fans, cause our semis always sleep fully packed in the truck. We do it up,
we
don't give a what. Laying in my ride, swerving left and right.
What?
Wet feet set, sipping, grand and wide. Either on the block, or I'm in the club. Middle finger to the law, niggas gripping my ball.
I don't give a what.
Find me everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to try to get on the mixtape, all you got to do is go to my website. That's dopeassmusic.ning.com. You select the beat that you like. I send you the beat. You lace it. You send it back hot. And, you know what I'm saying, you're on the mixtape. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to win. You know saying, you show me love, I show you love.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. We the next to blow over here. Next to blow. Radio WNTBR. That's who we are. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I appreciate you for tuning in and showing so much love like you do every week. Keep on doing that, bro. You already know we got you locked here. And make sure you send me that music again, bro, for real, because I'm looking through my email and I don't know why I don't have it. So, you know what I'm saying? Just send it to me again so I can make sure I upload it to this switchboard so you can have a new song for next week. You feel me?
Man, for sure. And I'm going to send you the new track that I got for my mixtape. You're going to get some official dope-ass music from Dope-Ass Music himself personally. So, man, hey,
yes,
shout
sir.
Out to Next to Blow, man. Shout out to Next to Blow, man. Y'all know, y'all my fam always. I support you thoroughly.
Hey, that's what it is. That's what it is. Keep it locked, bro, because I'm about to get a nice little interview, actually, in about this. In the second hour, we got my girl, Andreana Williams, author of In Laws from Hell. You know what I'm saying? The show, I'm not sure. I want to get more details from her, but she's going to have a TV show. I believe they're already in production of the show. It was a novel that's spun into a TV show and a play. So she's doing major things. She want to give some insight to all the, you know, people who's out there writing, rather it's books or raps, poetry, you know what I'm saying? She just want to shed some light to y'all, give y'all some inspiration. So keep it locked, bro, you know, and we got more hot music coming up right here on Next to Blow Radio. I want to give a special shout-out to my girl, Magasia, you know what I'm saying? I see her right now tweeting that I'm online right now live, so make sure y'all hit me up. The number is 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. Press that number one to go live and do not be scared. You know, I want to give a special shout out to my girl Tanya, who's tuned in right now, who's requesting some R&B. I'm going to give you some of this R&B, mama. I'm going to give you some of this Magasia, you know what I'm saying? Miss Ooh-wee out of Miami, Florida. You already know. I want y'all to listen to this. Turn the volume up. This is Magasia with Melody right here on Next to Blow Radio. Yeah.
Touch your money. That's what it is right here on No Good Hump Day. Hocus Pocus, a.k.a. DJ No Good, No Good. We just got through listening to the smooth sounds of my girl Magacia, Miss Ooh. I like that joint right there. I like that joint, you know what I'm saying? That was from my girl Tanya listening out North California, Northern California, you know what I mean? I'm going to have to get up there one day with you soon so I can get that garden going sitting on 5 acres, goddammit. But, yo, I got more R&B music for you, too, so keep it locked as long as you can. I know you got things going right now, but I want to play some more music for you. But I have to take some of these calls, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, all you R&B artists, make sure y'all send me some music. I listen to it all, baby. I don't discriminate, you know what I mean? It's not just for hip-hop. It's not just for R&B. If you got some rock and roll you want to swing my way, go ahead and send it to me, you know what I mean? If you got some jazz, some alternative, whatever music genre you want to call it, long as it's good music. That's the only, I think it's only two music. You know what I mean, in the world, either good music or bad music. I don't like to classify any of my music in a genre because I like to do it all, you know, whatever feels good to me. But what feels good to you? Let's get into a caller right now, ready to go live, calling from the 215, caller 668. You live on Next to Blow Radio, what it is like.
What's up, bro?
What's happening there? Let everybody know what's your name, where you calling from, and how you feeling on this No Good Hump Day.
Hey, yo, man, I'm blessed to be breathing, man. Yo, this your brother, man, Poetic De Niro, man.
Yes, sir. That's what,
what up, what up?
In the building. How you feeling on this No Good Hump Day?
Man, I'm cooling, man, in the capsule, watching the game, fucking with the internet. Ain't not much of nothing. Kind of show you some love. You know how we do.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, most definitely. So what's going on, though, around your way? What you got going on for this weekend? What's happening for the weekend?
I'm about to head back to Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm actually in Charlotte right now. I got to go handle some things down there, some personal things. But I'm trying to get back in that studio next week, man. I ain't been in there in a minute. Been about a month.
Definitely make that happen, you know, because it's now or never. That's my philosophy, you know, my personal philosophy. Now or never. Don't put off nothing for tomorrow what you can do today. You dig?
Exactly.
That's what
exactly.
It is. That's what. So what's going on, bro? Can we be looking forward to a mixtape? You working on an album? Like, what are you working on right now as far as the music goes?
Right now I'm working on my first full-fledged all-original music mixtape called From the Yard to the Streets, Volume 1. And that'll be coming soon. It'll be here next month.
Definitely, definitely. You know, we definitely looking forward to that. You know, make sure you keep us updated as much as possible. Join the Next to Blow Radio group if you haven't already on Facebook, you know, and tune in every day of the week here on Next to Blow Radio. We got a host spinning that music, you know, for you, all the indie artists. You dig?
Yes, sir. You already.
Hey,
you hear me? I want to hear that rat hunting, man. I got my Philly people tuning in tonight. I want to hear that rat hunting. They want to hear that rat hunting.
Shouts out to Philly, Philadelphia in the building, you know what I'm saying? I want all of y'all to turn y'all volume up, and I ain't playing when I say turn the volume up. Every time I say that shit, I mean it. Go to your phone, go to your radio, go to your speakers, on your computer, on whatever you listening to this show right now, and turn that volume up, because we're going to get into some new music right here on Next to Blow Radio. We ain't played this one yet, so I'm about to be the first to play it. I want y'all to enjoy the listening sounds of Poetic De Niro with Rat Hunting, y'all. Check it out.
I love it, man.
Ratted on, everybody so called, man. I know the pain you feel inside. The revenge like Marvin and Kayum. Treat them like the pigs they are. Put one in their head, slit they throat, or bomb they car. This song gonna offend a lot of niggas, and they know who they are. And I hate to sound heartless, but if it takes taking moms, wives, and daughters, to everybody's anti-snitch, come support us. Imagine how niggas would react if every non-snitch was spoken about by reporters. Man found dead, 9 shots to the head. Only person left alive was the infant in the bed. Where the note left behind, all snitches get left dead. But it's easier to catch a butterfly when it's still a caterpillar. All you hear is stop snitching, stop snitching. They got the QT shirts, but ain't no fucking rats missing. It's crazy how a nigga is still safe in the hood after most of the hood know that he done put niggas in prison. And I ain't talking about assumptions, I'm talking about facts. When a nigga's a stool pigeon, he should be treated as that. And when a nigga writes statements, cops should be posted around the hood like flyers from light poles to the pavement. Ostracized niggas, they can't buy, they can't sell shit. I mean, damn, it's simple, they ain't involved, they can't tell shit. Keep in mind, when you take their mouth, they can't yell shit. Torture them, perm them, sodomize them, and burn them. The bad, they leftovers. Yeah, now you learn to send. Oh, yeah, before you grab a shovel, make sure you remove his tongue. The melon to his neck,
you can't.
Couple signs of people, and arm reach you should keep them, so you can kill them when you ready, and leave their ass with leaking. When a nigga like the gossip, believe me, money suspect. Word from the wisest, here's what I suggest. Never talk around them, or give an untruth, so you'll know who spread the word when it gets back to you. And if a nigga is a hater, a nigga is tell. Hating's like snitching, you beg to differ to rail. And when a nigga get a habit of using nigga's name around law abiding citizens when he's speaking of the game, you can put a check there. And when the time come, I ain't gonna say I told you so, just put it to his left ear. And it's an old saying that goes, if you signify, you testify. And I can't honestly say I disagree with that there.
I dedicate this to every nigga locked in a can, especially those ratted on.
Yes, sir, we're back. You already know what it is. Next to Blow Radio, got my boy Poetic De Niro on the line with me. Got into that track, Rat Hunting. Yo, let us know, what was the inspiration behind that track? What brought them lyrics forth, bruh?
The reality, I just came home last June 10th. I'm doing 12 years in prison. That was actually my second time incarcerated. And I'm only 32, so like I didn't get the system like 14 years of my life, you know what I mean, for mistakes and mishaps, but at the end of the day, it all boiled down to somebody opening their mouth, talking about something that they had no business talking about, and I didn't witness so many other families go through that same thing, because, like, when a person goes to jail or they get incarcerated and they forced to be confined for years at a time, you know what I mean, that not only affects them, it affects their family. So my thing is, like, if you in the streets or you choose to live any type of life but the right life, you got to be able to deal with and suffer the consequences to come with it. And a lot of dudes, they don't really take that route. They take the other route, not realizing that the person that's going to do that time, that's not the only person suffering. People lose families behind the wall, you feel me? So it just was a lot of personal experience that made me actually write that song. Like, that's like the only thing I hate in this world, and that's a snitch. I can get along with a homosexual, but I can't get along with no snitch. It's like, there's no way possible because of my morals. It just won't let me do it.
Definitely. I agree with you 100%. It's just something about them snitches, you know what I mean? It's just, it's earth-wracking when you know what I'm saying, affiliated or you get, if someone is exposed as a snitch, you know what I'm saying? That just happened to me not too long ago. Someone was exposed as a snitch, and, you know, it didn't work out too good, you know, for that person, but it is what it is. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you for sending us this good music, bro. Make sure you continue, you know what I'm saying, to inspire the people that's listening in, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all the indie artists, but I just want to give you a special salute, bro, because you always tune in to our show, show us love, you know what I mean? And I really appreciate that, for real. Keep on inspiring us, seriously.
Already, man. I appreciate you, too, man. You show me more love and support as far as the aspect of music and some of the majority of the people around me, so, you know, I got to give it back because it's genuine, and I really appreciate it, you know what I mean? Because of you, majority of California get to hear my voice, so I'm grateful, yo. I'm very grateful.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Before you go, let everybody know, how can we get in contact with you? Shoot out them links once again, Facebook, Twitter, you know, let us know, how can we listen to more of your music.
All right, SoundCloud.com, ReverbNation.com/PoeticDeNiro. My Twitter page is the most authentic, DAMOST authentic, AUTHENTIC. My Facebook page is Loyalty or Death De Niro. Loyalty or Death De Niro. De Niro with an A, DANERO.
That's what it is. Right here next to Blow Radio. All right, salute, bro. Keep it locked because we got some more indie artist music coming up, and I got that interview coming with my girl Andreana Williams, you know what I'm saying, in about another, I'd say, 45 minutes, you know. So keep it locked, bro. We got a nice show lined up for all y'all right now. If you tuned in off of the internet, make sure you call me, 718-664-9115. Again, the number is 718-664-9115. Press that number 1 to go live, and do not be scared to press 1. You know, I know a lot of y'all be shy or whatnot, but listen to who you dealing with. This is Hocus Pocus, man. I'm like the friendliest person you can ever meet. Like, I mean, for real, all you got to do is say, "What's up, my nigga?" That's it, you know. Shouts out to the 323-530-215-972. I see all y'all right now, you know. Make sure y'all tell y'all folks to call me. I got another hour and some odd change left for the show, so you know what I mean. I want to take some more requests, all of that good shit. 323, you pressed 1, but you pressed it again, so that means you don't want to go live. I don't know. 323-812, press 1 if you're ready to go live with your boy right now. But I'm going to get into some more music, you know. Okay, I see you ready to go live. Check out this song, and I'm about to take your call next. Do not hang up the phone. But listen to some more R&B music, you know, for my girl Tanya that's loving that R&B. I love me some R&B too, Tanya, you know what I mean? So I want to get into this track from my girl Tisha Hunter. I actually heard it for the first time yesterday on the Miss Queen T and Magasia show, and I was really vibing to this song right here. So I want y'all to vibe with me, you feel me? This song is called My Shoes. Tisha Hunter, check it out.
Walking in my shoes ain't no easy task. Trying to box with all my blues, or will my patience last? Can I say what I want to say without your censorship? Want to prototype my style, overlook the soul within. Some people like me, some people don't, I shall not fret. I'll keep on trucking, I'm not gonna give it up just yet. Some people just want me to concede. Something in my heart tells me to believe, yeah. Thing. Picked up my pen so I could write it all down, because I knew that I was playing to a musical sound. When I'm on the dance floor, when I bend my spine, I try to work away the pain that I feel at times. I know it ain't gonna help me if I keep it all in, so I wipe away a tear for my family and friends. And then I try to avoid the catastrophe when I set ahead and just to let me be. See, everybody needs a little time to think. Keep yourself on the right track, move your feet, because if you're going too slow, then your shoes will last. You can buy a new pair when you're walking fast. The path that I take makes my peace still. Take a walk in my shoes and I'll show you. Walking in my shoes and paying on my dues. been a time or two, you see. Sometimes I want to step in someone else's cleats, get on the field and play with someone else's team. But then I wouldn't have the gift that the Father gave to me. Some people like me, some people love my dirty draw. Still gonna be happy. Sometimes we cannot win them out. When my heart and mind just push and shove, my heart will always win because there lives love.
Hurt.
Walking in.
Track right there. That's my girl Keisha Hunter, Walking in My Shoes. You know, it's titled My Shoes on the switchboard, but I like that joint right there. I just gotta let y'all know that Keisha Hunter, you gotta give me a call one of these good days and introduce yourself to No Good Hump Days, mama. For real, for real. That's what it do. But let's take another caller really quickly. I see the 323 ready to go live with your boy, caller A12. You live on Next to Blow Radio. What it is like?
What's good, HT? What's happening?
What's happening? Let everybody know what's your name, where you calling from, and how you feeling on this No Good Hump Day.
This your girl, Millie Grimes. From the Lost Town, calling. They were saying it.
Hey, that's what it is. You know, I appreciate you for calling in, tuning in to the show with me. What's going on, though, this hump day? What you got going on over there in your hood? Let everybody know where you calling from.
Shit, no, I ain't got nothing going. Calling from the Lost Town. Getting my little drink on, writing me some little thing going. Got my little thing going, everything. I'm feeling myself, writing this little song and stuff, trying to see what's happening.
Okay, that's what's up with it. So what are you working on, a mixtape or an album? Like, what's going on with the music?
I'm working on my mixtape, but right now I'm working on this little song with Young Noel. And, we working on it, really. I just got my verse to finish up. And that's about it. After that, the song gonna be done. He working on his mixtape. I'm working on my own mixtape. And, that's what I got going for now, though.
That's what's up with it. That's what's up. So, you got a killer song right now, you know what I mean? That diss track, you know what I mean? I don't even have to speak on it. People should already know what it is, you know what I mean? But what's up? Your music,
though.
You gonna send me some of that music, that good music, one time?
You know, I thought you already had it, but I guess I gotta send it to you again to your new email. I guess I sent it to your other email. I know you heard it. Everybody heard it, just about. So I was on my little thing, But it was disrespect. You feel me? But it's like once you disrespect me, I gotta come back. Like, and I didn't come back. On no Facebook, I came back on the track, you feel me? That's how hard I am. Like, I ain't even going to disrespect you on the phone or nothing. I come back on the track, you feel me?
That's right. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Well, that's what's up with it, I've got a few more questions for you since, this is your first time on the show. I just like to introduce y'all to my listeners right now. That's my girl Millie Grimes out of Los Angeles, California. Yay. You know what I'm saying? Doing it in a real way. Where did you get your name from? How did you get your name, Millie Grimes?
Millie Grimes, because I'm grinding for my millions, you feel me? Sooner or later, I'm going to get out there, and everybody going to know what my name stands for, Millie Grimes. I grind for my millions. You feel me? I need that.
Need that. That's what's up with it, for sure. And you know what? I want to know, last week my topic of discussion was inspiration. Who inspires you or what inspires you to continue doing what it is you're doing?
I would say Nicki Minaj inspired me to keep going because I know that, you know, I could be on top of her level, you feel me? But I wouldn't even say her. I would have to say my daughter is my inspiration because, like, right. You know, shit, my baby is everything to me. Like, if it wasn't for her, I'm trying to get rich because of her, like. So, if my daughter is my inspiration. So, it's all thanks to Doug Knob, though.
Hey, that's what's up with it. That's what's up. Well, you know, I appreciate you for tuning in. I want you to tune in every Wednesday. And know that you can tune in 7 days a week right here on Next to Blow Radio. We got a host spinning this indie music. You know what I'm saying? Spread the word for me. Let everybody know they can get their music heard right here on my show. You know what I'm saying? You in Cali with me, so you already know the West Coast got it going on. Let them all know this the place to be every Wednesday. No Good Hump Day, 6 to 8. 8 o'clock on the west, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time, you dig?
You already know.
For sure, for sure. You got any requests? You want to hear a song tonight?
Just give me anything from Fully Loaded, you feel me? Yak the Ripper, poke anything. Anything from Fully Loaded, you feel me?
Okay, for sure, for sure. Yeah, I like that. So we got that Fully Loaded music right here on the switchboard. Shouts out to everybody I see logged on right now. I'm getting the switchboard starting to look like I'm used to it. Y'all wasn't calling me earlier. I didn't know what was going on, but y'all calling me now. Shouts out to the 773-530-862-612. You know what I'm saying? Press that number one when y'all ready to go live. But right now, I'm going to get into some new music. I haven't played this on my show yet because I just got it from my little bro right here, Young Gnome. Fully Loaded. Oh, you ain't shit. I want y'all to check it out.
I don't need no intro, you already know it's me. Rappers full of shit, so I'm bagging them like groceries. Clip game, mob squad, you should get a Blues Clue. I'm gonna put my squad on like a pair of new shoes. Gotta keep my pockets fat, money talks, I'm all ears. I am so ahead of y'all, I think I'm living dog years. Yellow bitch preference, bad in every element. Red and white McLaren, fresh shit, I call it peppermint. Sitting on the stoop shit, I'm thinking about my next move. I bet you get these words by the time I get these texts through. Living for the moment, I ain't worried about what time is. I'ma live it up now, tomorrow isn't promised. Riding in my Benz protected, just some shit my friend suggested. I know that them boys can't see me, better get your lens adjusted. Bitches love the kid and love, they know I'm the man and all. So I'm diving in that pussy, full flip cannonball. Living for the moment, fuck all that future talk. I'ma get it in now, that was just a mutual thought. Bottle after bottle, we smoking plenty hoes. Close. If I can't get it rapping, I move cane like many old folks. Hey, you ain't gotta be nursing to see that do the sick. You ain't gotta be plumbing to see I do my shit. You ain't gotta be commentating to call shots. That's just what I do, bitch. Watch the way I do shit. Pick them off at the wall. Fuck, I'm a wall climber. I done lost my mind. Shit, I guess that would be Alzheimer's. Haters like to stare. Take a picture, it'll last long. Pussy, I am well protected when I got that mag on. Niggas think they in the business, cool. I'm a trending menace, move. I'm just trying to get a spot like I'm independent. Don't knock my hustle, cause boy is right in front of me. I am on my shit like the toilet right up under me. Fuck that shit, I'm grand stamping. Everything I'm ramsacking. Bag them up cause I'ma put it down like my hands cramping. Duck cause my 40 bus squad, no controlling us. Sex on the top bunk, that mean I will fuck over ya. Nova loaded up, all type of poppers on the streets. I'm on that G shit on these beats. I am a monster. I can see your money low. They know I got mines up. You fruits wouldn't bust a grape at me if I put wine up. Living for the moment. Fuck all that future talk. I'ma get it in now. That was just a mutual thought. Bottle after bottle, weed smoking plenty hoes. Close. If I can't get it rapping, I move cane like many old folks. Hey, you ain't gotta be nursing to see that dude is sick. You ain't gotta be plumbing to see I do my shit. You ain't gotta be commentating to call shots. That's just what I do, bitch. Watch the way I do. Man, fuck what you niggas thought. Nove here to stack bread. Man, they bitches got my shit bumping like blackheads. Gone with all that tough talk that lets you on a dirt grave. I'ma let them fly like I opened up a birdcage. You ain't talking money, then that convo is irrelevant. Cause I'm all about cake, ain't no other preference. All my niggas greedy, see it, then I need it. Beat it till you turn the color purple, miss. riding through the city lights, eyes low behind tits. Only way I lose is if these niggas had a time glitch. Never been a hoe, no, that's why I keep that Ocho. Bitches drop it, I come out the pocket, wait. Oh no, tricking is for suckers, that ain't me, so they get nothing. If we meet, she end up puffing, leave with me, that means she fucking. Sorry if my thoughts disgusting, I'm just going off percussion. Ain't nobody better, man, I'm cold, just ask the weatherman. Ain't
living for the moment, fuck all that future talk. Time to get it in now, that was just a mutual thought. Bottle after bottle, weed smoking, plenty hoes close. If I can't get it rapping, I move cane like many old folks.
This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something.
He's a they always get away.
Yeah, you are back, man. I'm rocking with the best. It's your boy Hocus Pocus, a.k.a. DJ No Good. No Good. Just hit y'all with some of that new music from my boy Young No, rapping that Fully Loaded. You ain't You know what I'm saying? I could actually cuss on Blog Talk Radio in case y'all didn't know, but I'm going to watch my language, you know what I mean, just for a little bit, try to censor myself for a little bit. But, you know, shout out to everybody tuned in right now. I see y'all all right now, for real. 262-323-614-773-530. Leave an anonymous caller, you know what I'm saying? 862-612. Let's get into this caller ready to go live right now from the 612. Caller 423, you live on Next to Blow Radio. What do you look like?
Yo,
yeah,
what's up, Queen T?
You live on the radio. What's happening?
What's up, Hocus?
It's
Miss Queen T.
Yo, Queen T, how you feeling on this No Good Hump Day?
I'm feeling good, feeling great. You know, I'm over here getting ready for the show tonight. Got a show at the Red Sea out here. You know, a couple of my artists that I promote and manage out here. You know, we got a showcase. Trying to get it in one time. You know, I got one more month out here in Minneapolis. Then I'll be relocating to Columbus, Ohio. Not also Ohio, though. I've been finding a lot of great talent out there, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Shouts out to Ohio. Got a lot of great talent. Really, my boy J.S. is from Ohio, who's an R&B singer, and he be doing his thing. So, yo, shouts out to Ohio. Shouts out to the Twin Cities where you at right now. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Yes, definitely. They do got a lot of talent out here, too. You know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely proud of these dudes out here. You know what I'm saying? My crew. You know what I'm saying? I got two different locations I'm supposed to be at tonight, Little Will in town for a concert, but, you know, my crew OBF got a performance for them, but Young Pyro got a show, and my boy Kovan got a show, you know, so I definitely got to go support their movement too, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Do that. Tell them all I said what's up. You know what I'm saying? God bless. Much love with the show and everything else going on tonight, for real, for real.
Yes. Hey, yo, I want to say thank you for everybody for tuning in every show. Shout out to the loyal supporters and the newcomers, you know what I'm saying? Definitely appreciate you guys for supporting Hocus Pocus, you know what I'm saying, and the whole Next to Blow movement. If y'all don't know, I tell you what, Hocus, we pulled almost 3,000 listeners, new listeners in our first month, you know what I'm saying? And we definitely got listeners from everywhere, y'all. Y'all never know who's going to hear y'all music when y'all call in and introduce your music. So make sure y'all call in every day of the week. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday we had somebody call in from the Bahamas. Shout out to Mr. J. You know what I'm saying? We've had people from all over the place, you know. And it's not just, you know, the listeners. Because, Hocus, you all in Cali. You know, your listeners base ain't just in Cali. So, you know, and Next to Blow Radio is very, you know, open,
yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? We got listeners from everywhere.
And for real, if you got your music here on Next to Blow Radio, know that it can be heard all over the world. We're not going to even limit it to the United States of America because we have listeners all over the world. Like I say, every week I want to give a shout-out to the band Z out there in Australia, you know what I'm saying, who listens faithfully. Shout-out to my girl Julia from the band Ferris Wheel out in Russia, you know. New Orleans, man. Shout out to my boy DJ AZ at Calcutta, India. So, you know, you can have your music heard all over the world, you know, and you never know who's listening in, seriously, because right now I'm looking at a few anonymous callers right now, and they're listening in. So you don't know. It might be an A&R somewhere that might be filling your music. So they're not going to hear your music if no one is calling in and requesting it. So make sure y'all call in, request your music. If you're busy, have your mama call, your cousin call, your auntie call. Somebody could call in and request y'all music, for real. Do that.
Yeah, and like, you know what I'm saying? So like you said, you know, if y'all can't make it, have somebody else, have your loved one, somebody call in and request your music, and that way your music will be fit every day right here on Next to Blow Radio. You know, and definitely people will recognize, like, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get acquainted with one another, and you're just all about support. You know, and that one, that block caller, the dude that called in yesterday on my show, he called in from a block caller, so it might be him. That might be Mr. J. You know, he's a reggae artist. He's real dope. He got some real nice music he submitted. And, but, yeah, so, you know, Hocus, I had to call in and show you some love. I'm over here going to get my hair done and stuff. You know, little girly stuff. But,
make sure you have fun for me, too, you know, for real, for real. I love you, and I appreciate you for calling in, showing me that support. You know, make sure y'all call in every Wednesday, and like she said, every day of the week here on Next to Blow Radio.
Yep.
For real.
All right, Hocus. You have a good night.
All right, go ahead, do what you got to do. If you can, listen as long as possible because I got the, I have my special guest coming up, Andreana Williams, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into that interview. Shouts out to everybody tuned in right now. I'm going to play some music, screen these calls real quick, and then we'll be back with more No Good Hump Days with DJ No Good, No Good.
All right, I'm here.
Put your hands up if you fuck with. Oh, yeah.
was music from my boy Pyro. Shout out to the OBF who about to be holding it down in Minnesota right now. You know what I'm saying? Put Your Hands Up was the name of that song. Shout out once again to the OBF, One Big Family, making it happen out there. You feel me? Let's get into another caller live right now, calling from the 646. My boy 13 live on in the building. What's going on with you, bro? How you feeling on this No Good Hump Day?
I'm good, I'm good. How you been? I'm good.
Feeling good, feeling great. How about you?
Nah, I just tuned into your show, man. You got some banging ass music right now. So I'm just bumping my head, you know what I mean? Just bouncing my head to this shit right now.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Shout out to all the indie artists that's submitting this music to me, you know what I mean? Yo, if you're an artist listening in, make sure y'all send me that music. hpocus2.wntbradio@gmail.com. Please make sure it's MP3 formatted and include the song title and the artist's name. But, bro, 13, what's going on with you, man? I know you're a busy man, got a lot going on. How did you celebrate this Memorial Day weekend?
Now, you wouldn't even believe it, man. I've been my ups and downs, man. Like, I fought to get a crib, and then it comes back to get evicted, but I'm fighting for it, and I'm paying it back. You know what I mean? But I'm still making music. Shit is rough, man. I'm not really a busy dude. Most of what I'm doing is making music. That's what I'm doing, making music and making money. But right now, you know what I mean? It's not like that. I'm not a busy dude, man. I'm just a regular, normal human being like everybody else that likes to make music. And I like people listening to my music, listening to my life, you know what I mean? But other than that, I love your show. I'll be tuning in whenever I can. If I can't, it's not that I'm busy. It's because I'm hurting. That's all it is, you know what I mean? But nothing but love for Hocus, nothing but love for Miss Queen T, nothing but love for Ladrina, nothing but love for Magasia next to Blow Radio, 13.
That's what's up with it. I appreciate that, man. Make sure you keep it locked 7 days a week right here on Next to Blow Radio. We got some of your music on the switchboard, and I did upload some of them other tracks that we were missing, you know what I'm saying? So we got all your music here now, bro. I'm going to get into that music a little later on in the show, but I'm about to conduct this interview. I got a special caller right now, you know what I'm saying? Author of the book, Eros from Hell. I want y'all to... You know what I'm saying? Just turn our volume up first off, you know what I mean? But she's going to just share some light, a little bit of inspiration to all of y'all. Miss Andreana Williams, you are live on Next to Blow Radio. What it is? How you feeling?
Hey, how's everybody?
Feeling good, feeling great. How about yourself?
Busy but blessed, but, you know, thank you for asking.
Most definitely, most definitely. Well, I want to welcome you to Next to Blow Radio. We're an online community for the indie artists out there, you know, getting their music exposed. But we got you on the line now, so I'm just feeling good, feeling great right now. That's what's up. Introduce yourself to the world. Let everybody know what it is that you do. How might we know you?
I'm actually Andreana. I am a writer. I'm also an executive producer of different sitcoms and reality shows, and I also do stage plays. So, in a nutshell, I'm a writer. That's all that is to me.
That's what's up with it. So I know a lot of people listening in right now can relate because, like I said, we have a lot of music artists that's tuned into this show, and, you know, they write as well. You know, it might not be a playwright or whatnot, but they're still writing. So we want to get some inspiration from you. What was the first piece that you wrote?
The first piece I wrote was I Am Somebody, and that was at the age of 10. And I won a state contest writing that in Nevada. After that, I just went on to writing for different newspapers as a freelance. And from that point, I published my first novel, In Laws from Hell. In Laws from Hell then got branded. It got turned into a stage play, which toured nationally and also got awards for being the very first stage play in the Vegas showroom. From that point, it went on to a radio sitcom titled You Don't Know My Hell, which is now getting ready to be a touring stage play as well. It's also a reality show on A&E titled Monsters in Laws. It's based off of In Laws from Hell. So In Laws from Hell basically just kind of took off from being a book to now a household name. So That's about it. I have a few more books that are coming out as well that will also turn into stage plays, and then we have a few movies that will air on Lifetime, and we're also going to put some on the big screen so you guys can go view them in the theaters as well.
Oh, definitely. That's what's up. I just want to say congratulations on everything that you got going on, you know. But right now, I see, like, In-Laws from Hell is just spiraling out of control. What, you got a lot going on. Like you said, it's going to be a play. It's on a sitcom now on A&E. So tell me, what inspired you to write this book?
In-Laws from Hell is basically based off of my life. When I was married, I had to deal with quite a bit with the baby mama drama, with my in-laws, basically my mother-in-law, because I'm still real close with my father-in-law and all my in-laws on my my husband's father's side. So basically it was just his mother and his sisters and his baby mothers. But it inspired me because I felt like it wasn't just my testimony. It was something that I needed to put out because if I was having this type of difficulty and this type of hurt and this type of torment, who else is going through it and just wasn't brave enough to say anything? So that's what inspired me to write it, basically to let, you know, individuals know, look, you may be going through this, but you're not by yourself. And if you need anything, reach out to me because I'm approachable. And whatever I can do, I will help. So that's where In-Laws from Hell came from.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up right there. So, you know, I want to get into some more questions from you. I got to play some music. So hold the line. Do not go anywhere. Everyone tuned in off of the internet, make sure y'all call me, 718-664-9115. Press that number one to go live. I have my girl Andriana Williams right now, author of In-Laws from Hell. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into some more interview questions from her, and I'm going to give you guys a chance to ask her some questions as well. So hold the line. Don't go anywhere. Right now, I want to listen to this Vroom Vroom from my boy 13 featuring Mims. Y'all, check it out.
What's up? What's up? What's up? I turn the car on. Vroom, vroom. It turns the broads on. Boom, boom. And y'all are all pussy. Boom, boom. Big money, baby T.
You know how we do it, too.
I turn the car on. Vroom, vroom. It turns the broads on. And y'all are all pussy. Big money, baby.
You know how we do it.
Look, y'all niggas talk a lot of weight like you whip it up. But that ain't a bird, nigga, that's a crippled duck. Y'all only flipping doubles. Me, I triple up. These bitches know the deal. I'm trying to get my pickle sucked. Whole team BMW 760'd up. V-twisted, baby, about 150 bucks. I ain't talking ones. I'm talking G's. I got these bitches gas. No parking beans. I'm a greedy hustler. I want all the fiends. You ain't balling hard. You probably need a taller team. And me, I'm major league. Charlie Sheen, yeah, I'm a nice guy, but my Ferrari means I turn the car on, vroom, vroom, it turns the broads on, boom, boom, and y'all are all pussy, boom, boom, big money, baby T,
you know how we do it, too.
I turn the car on, vroom, vroom, it turns the broads on, boom, boom, and y'all are all pussy, boom, boom.
Hoppin' a G6, hoppin' a sudo, hoppin' a pack, mommy, give me culo. Let me get a brusque, done with the pussy. Get that bitch the fuck out of here. On to the next, brum, 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 brum. On to the next, uh-huh. Look at me, I'm on top, look at me, I know. Mims 13, yup, hit him with the flu. I'ma hit him, I'ma get him, I'ma hit him like I know. Better respect our chain, fuck with a pull. Better respect our flame, fuck with a do. Better respect, fuck, better get a fuck you. Yo, pal, yup, 13 up on beast mode. I'm about to eat them all. 13 and I get late to ease. I wonder what'll happen if I mix up the KKK in a big black drop. With a big black dick piece to the president. Hold on for a second, I'ma watch him get fucked. Don't think for a second if you wanna get tough. I'll run up in your house and blow shit up. I'll run up on his spouse like bitch, what the fuck? Man, open up that mouth wide. Yes, why?
I turn the car on. Vroom, vroom. It turns the broads on. Boom, boom. And y'all are all pussy.
turns the rods on. Boom, boom, and y'all are all pussies. Boom, boom, big money, baby T.
You know how we do it, too.
I turn the car on. Boom, boom, it turns the rods on. Boom, boom, and y'all are all pussies. Boom, boom.
Look,
I got bankroll, price is right, dropping chips like Plinkos. Stay fresh down to my ankles, so they copy me like King Cole. Keep a bad chick in Los Angeles. Got a few big booty Atlanta hoes. They like, damn, Mims, you a dog. But I'm like, get it right, pretty woman, I'm an animal. I belong in a zoo, keep a few things out of Florida too. You already knew, but some didn't think I would murder the track. So allow me to do what the coroners do. I pronounce it dead, just bounce your head. I'm like a newborn baby, I'm out this bitch.
Yeah, 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 that was my boy 13 and Mims right there. Vroom, 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 vroom. I like that joint right there, 13. You already know I was missing that on the switchboard, actually, so I'm glad you sent it back over to me. But right now I got my girl Andreana Williams. Am I pronouncing your name right, Andreana?
You are. And you're like one of many that, you know, that do, but there's quite a bit that slaughter it, so I do appreciate it. You are pronouncing it right.
Definitely, definitely. That's what's up. So we have Andreana Williams in the building right now. You know, I appreciate you for tuning in with us right now. Let me know. I got a few questions for you. I'm trying to get my little listing up because, you know, I try to have a little order on my show. I want to know what was your favorite part of writing this book, In-Laws from Hell?
Basically, my favorite part was just getting it off my chest. It was a way to vent, and it was a way to release what I was feeling. You know, sometimes you have to just kind of let go of things so you can move forward. So that was my healing and my way of saying, okay, I'm done with it now. I don't have any more ill feelings. I don't have to hold on to this any longer. I'm cool. So that was the best part of it.
Okay, that's what's up, giving you some closure.
Exactly.
What would you consider the hardest part about writing this book in particular?
It really wasn't a hard part, all because it was all personal. You know, a lot of fictitious, you know, things were added, a lot of comedy to kind of smooth over a lot of the hurt, but it really wasn't a hard part. It was actually an easy process, and it was a book that actually took me less than 3 months to complete. The longest part of the book was the editing and the publishing. The writing-wise, I was done. So it wasn't a hard part at all.
That's good. That's great to hear. So what does your writing routine consist of? Like, what are some of the things you have to do before you start writing?
Really, I have to be relaxed, and I have, because I have so much going on, I have to prioritize and just kind of set a schedule. But Chunky Monkey ice cream is one of my favorites, gummy bears, and sweet tea. So long as I have that, normally my writing regimen is late at night. So between like midnight and 5 in the morning, that's when I write.
Okay. Yeah, that's usually when I get some of my good works out, you know, the wee hours.
Right.
That's what's up. That's what's up with it. Well, you know, I want to have to get into some more music. Hold the line again. You know, I have some more questions for you. I see the callers tuning in right now. Make sure y'all call me if you tuned in off of the internet. The number is 718-664-9115. Again, the number is 718-664-9115. Press that number 1 to go live because I want to get some of y'all questions for Andreana as well. You know what I mean? Author of In-Laws from Hell. Y'all, you know, hey, we here next to Blow Radio. I'm trying to refresh this switchboard. Y'all bear with me. But, yo, you know, shout out to everybody that's tuned in. If you're not hitting me up on Twitter or you're not following me, I should say, make sure y'all follow me at HPOKUS2. That's HPOKUS, the number 2. I want y'all to listen to some of this music real quick. Hit y'all with a little bit of that war.
Let me hit them with that beat one more time. You are now tuning in with Chinchilla Keep Up and Rock Productions.
There's a time for love and a time for hate. A time for peace and a time for war. Who wants that drama? Who wants that war? Fully loaded, knock, knock, knocking down your door. See through metaphor, sharper than a metal sword. I hit them with that raw, homie, keep it at a four. But, maybe how my rhyme's so sacred. Now my time got taken and I'm feeling at a lore. Roll them up, shake them while you trying to cupcake them. I can never phone fake you, nigga, boss in the floor. No static boss, colder than Jack Frost. The beat bang hotter than a volcanic frost. A tectonic plate trying to shift in the glow. The big earthquake about to make them explode. They need a safe place, trying to find a safe haven. The blackbird flies high, goes raving. Amazing how they all get prepared for the store. But how long are you already ready for that war? Then I never okay. But those are the pastimes in present day. It makes your hair stand straight up like Medusa. How many of y'all really ready for the future? You rather smoke weed? You rather smoke hookah? What you gonna do when the police shoot ya? Message from the rulers of the world that's trying to do ya. Who's the damn Black Luger, MJ, or Freddy Krueger? AKA Batman, Big Booga Booga. Live by the sword, die by the next shooter. This is all the fruit of the harvest, off of the juice of the carcass of about 1,000,000,003 black sheep. The earth shall be a possession of the meat. Until that day, I guess I'll never see sleep. Ever since I woke up, I never, ever, ever snored again. I've been chilling here, battling war.
I guess it would be, you know, my time and, you know, the energy that I have. Because not only do I write, I mean, I do manage comedians and actresses, and I also manage musicians. So it's like I said, it's a, the way that I juggle and prioritize my time, you know. And like you said, it's all part of the arts. So that's basically it.
Definitely. So what was your life like before becoming an author or, you know, getting into the arts? Like, describe a little bit.
My life before that, I was always a businesswoman. I was always into real estate. I'm also a licensed cosmetologist in two states. So I have beauty salons that I work out of when I do have time. So I'm licensed in Louisiana. I'm also licensed in Nevada, getting ready to open up a salon in the historic West End in Atlanta, Georgia. So even before writing, I was always into business. So I've always been pretty busy or always, you know, doing something.
Definitely. And well, self in 3 years' time.
Ask your question one more time. I'm sorry.
Yes. Where would you like to see yourself in your career in the next, let's say, 3 years?
Wow. Well, it all depends on which aspect of my career. I have a lot going on, Hocus Pocus. So it's like I'm the only black woman owner of a semi-pro football team. I would like to see a national championship for them. For us, and you know, just a great season this season, and 3 years on down the line, holding some national championship rings and the all the accolades that come with it. So as a football team owner, that's what I want for that. I have a bath and body line getting ready to launch June 29th. I want to see that international. I want to see that in hotels and everywhere abroad, here and everywhere. The goals for my writing, I want to be able to sit in a movie theater and see something that I've written and produced and directed and listen to the people laugh and talk and, you know, cry or whatever they're going to do, you know. I want to be able to see more of my sitcoms and reality shows on television, you know. And I also want to see some more of my books hit the bestsellers list, you know, like In Laws from Hell and the other ones have done. And then I also want to see my stage plays continue to tour and continue to be successful. So when you ask me that question, I have my hands in so much to where in 3 years' time, I just want it to be blown fully and successful and flourishing and just out there, you know, just the Andreana, the brand name, just Andreana alone, just that's it, in lights. That's all that I want.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely a busy woman right here on the show. I'm glad you was able to find some time for us. I feel special right now, for real. So what's up, Woody? You got a lot going on. More than I know, actually. I just want to give a shout-out to my girl, Judy Richburg, who made this possible, you know. And she left some of the details. I didn't know you had so much going on, Andreana. So big ups to you, for real. Keep doing your thing. That's what's up with it. I love to hear that.
Thank you. Thank
Definitely.
You.
Definitely. Let's get into some of these calls right now. I know we got some questions for you. Let's get into caller from the 773, caller 759. You live on Next to Blow Radio. What it is like?
Good evening. Good evening. What's good? Listen, no good. No good. Hey, how's it talking to Denaya from Chicago? How are you?
Denaya, how you feeling on this No Good Hump Day?
I'm good. How are you doing, mister?
Oh, I'm feeling good, feeling great. Got Miss Andreana Williams right now on the line, you know what I'm saying? Author of the best-selling book, In Laws from Hell right now, and just so much more. If you was listening in, she had a lot going on, which just, you know what I'm saying, just blew my mind away right now. I didn't know she had so much going on. That's what's up. Do you have any questions for Miss Andreana today?
Oh, my goodness. I think the biggest question is, like, what keeps you motivated when you're, like, stressed out and you're just like, oh, why do I want to do this because something's not going right? What keeps you to that point where you know that this is what you want to do and this is what you're going to do?
Well, baby girl, what keeps me motivated, I have three boys. I'm a single mother of three boys. So that's my motivation. And then I have a staff that's out of this world. He just named Judy Richburg. So she keeps me grounded. She is the one that does a lot of my booking. Then I have Nikki Foster. She's like my mentalist, you know. So when I feel like giving up, she's in my ear saying, I doubt it. You know, then I have my management, Donald Holbrook. I have Renetta. I mean, it's just so many people that are in my corner to where when I just feel like giving up, they're like, you can't. You're too far gone. You know, my mother, my grandmother, Dinah. I mean, I'm telling you, my coaching staff for my football team, because there's many a day where I was like, huh, this is just too much. I don't even want to do this anymore. You know, they're like, wait, no, we can't. We're too far gone. Okay, well, so... Baby, it's the people, it's God, it's my kids, because it's almost an everyday struggle with me. I'm not going to lie to you, where I have this feeling of saying, oh, no, I can't do it anymore. You know, I've had, you know, networks tell me, oh, you know, you got a great product, but no. So I've been told no before I got told yes, before A&E told me yes, before TV1 told me yes, before Lifetime told me yes. Trust and believe, I got a lot of no's, and that was discouraging. So that's what keeps me grounded, and that's what keeps me motivated, my staff, my family, and God. God first.
That's right.
Amen.
I know.
Sure.
That's what's up with it. That's cool right there. So, Adriana, answer me this. What or how would you define success?
Success is what you make of it. Success is your dreams and your goals. And you putting your best foot forward and you making it happen. That's what success is. You letting people tell you no motivate you is success. People
yeah.
that say you can't do it, people that say that it's not good, people that say that your music, you know, ain't nobody, all of that, when you can withstand it and keep going and then laugh at the end at the ones that said no or it never would happen, is your personal success.
Say that. For real. That's what's up with it. That's what's up. Yo, Denial, what's up, my? Before you go, I want you to definitely let everyone know about the magazine. How is that going?
It's going really, really well. Shout out to K4S Entertainment. Like, he just has a great product. And we have the lovely Nicole Lyons on the front cover of the magazine, so that doesn't hurt. We got toys from Maybach Music Features. We have a Chicago model, Miss Roche, featured wearing jewelry from Denial Designs for You for my company. So I'm really, really excited about that. And the pictures came out really, really good. You can just even check on the previews and see, like, how incredible the magazine is doing. So anybody that wants to check it out, you can go to www.k4sent.com. Check it out. Check out my work. My ad is also in there featuring the lovely Alicia Yaya Townsend from Chicago. So we're doing it really, really, really good this year.
For sure. Congratulations.
With that. Thank you. I was also going to ask you, like, how would somebody connect with you if they wanted to, like, work with you as a stylist or whatever? Like, how would that work?
I'm all over. I mean, I have a website, which is Andriana.com. I'm on Facebook. I have actually two pages on Facebook, and an in-law from me has his own book. I'm on Twitter all over the place. I have emails. I have numbers, and anything that you reach out to me, I answer them personally. So however you want to reach me, you let me know and I'll give it to you.
Okay. So I will definitely hit me up on Twitter and hit me up on your website, and let's connect, let's network.
Okay, no problem. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, full picture yourself, for sure.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's what's up. I thank you for tuning in tonight. Keep it locked right here because the show is not over, you know what I'm saying? We still got about 30 minutes left in this hour, and then I might go into that overtime hour. I got some more questions for Adriana, but right now I want to let a caller ask some more questions. Let's get into caller from the 215, caller 668. You live on Next to Blow Radio. What it is like? Yo, yo, calling from the 215. You there?
Yes, yeah, it's me, bro. I'm still listening, man.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah, I'm still listening to you. You know, I'm rocking with you. I'm rocking with you till the wheels fall off. Yo, I'm good.
Hey, that's what's up with it. I appreciate that, bro, for real. Do you got a question for Ms. Adriana Williams on the line right now?
You got an email address where I can contact you and communicate with you via email? Because a lot of questions I want to ask you might not have enough time to sit on this phone. I go in.
Okay. No problem. You can actually get me at inlawsfromhellbook, which is inlaws from hell, book, B-O-O-K, at gmail.com.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you. All right, mama. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Have a safe and blessed one. You too. Hey, yo, bro, man. I'm just rocking with you. I'm listening, man. You keep doing your thing. I'm going to holler at you when you go off air, though, yo.
All right, for sure, definitely appreciate that. Yo, let's get into another caller ready to go live, caller from the 267, caller 978. You live on Next to Blow Radio, what it is like.
Hi, this is Judy Richburg. How you doing?
Hello, Judy.
Now, wait a minute. Before I get into anything, Hocus, I sent you the media kit. You must have looked at it. You would have known that she was doing all that. But anyway, I just called to show my love and my support and say hello and thank you for having her on your show at such short notice, you know, and looking out.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you. You know, we've been trying to make this happen for a while now.
But I just wanted to add one thing that Adriana didn't add, that her company also does production. So, you know, if people are looking for videos, short films, stuff like that. She's also doing that. So I just wanted to add that. But the young lady that spoke also, I wanted her email. If you could inbox me her email.
Yeah, thank her real quickly. Danaya, you back live
yes.
on the red.
Hi, how
yes.
are you? I'm on Twitter
good.
Also, Ms.
Okay.
Richbury. I need your email address, if you could tweet it to me, or if you can just let Hocus inbox me, because I wanted to talk to you about possibly featuring Adriana in your magazine. But we'll talk about that off the air.
Okay, definitely, for sure.
Okay, thank you. Y'all have a nice night.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Adriana.
Love you.
Love you too, girl. I'll talk to y'all later. I got an echo.
That's what's up with it. Yo, I see the callers right now. The switchboard is looking really lovely right now. If you tuned in off of the internet, we have about 30 more minutes before the switchboard locks up on you. So you know you have to call. You can only listen to the rest of the show via phone. So dial 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. Five. Press that number one to go live, and do not be scared to press one. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me. Talk to Adriana Williams right now, author of the best-selling book In-Laws from Hell, that's just been spiraling out of control into a play, into a sitcom, into everything you can name. You know what I mean? I'm so proud of you, and I'm just proud to have you on this show right now. Let's get into some music real quick. Do not hang up the phone. I see the 818-214. 267-713-7732-15. I see y'all. I'm going to take all these calls. Do not hang up the phone. Let's get into this music from Buff and Chubb. We jamming, y'all. Check it out.
We jam.
Let's do it again.
We jamming. We jamming. We jamming. You jamming. I'm jamming. I'm jamming. I'm jamming. He jamming. He jamming. She jamming. She jamming. We jamming. We jamming.
Hey, you gotta bring that shit back, man.
This is St. Louis shit, nigga. We jamming these motherfuckers.
Same thing we did yesterday.
Shout out to the club, this shit. Flavor, IP.
We jam. We jam. We jam. We jam. We jam. We jam. You jamming. I'm jamming. I'm jamming. I'm jamming. He jamming. He jamming. She jamming. She jamming. We jamming. We jamming. We jamming. We jamming. Let's go.
Jam like 70 at 5 o'clock. I got a hook. Let's make this sale. I'ma meet you round the block. They y'all tops. I can't get caught with none of it. If you see him coming, then fuck it, nigga. You better gun it. And the shoes full running. Just check out the tags. And
My peach cold-blooded. Just check out her ass. Goddamn.
Damn.
I think I'm going ham.
Damn.
Just got the new door, so the car's going loud. Bo, so the clown ass nigga. That hoe was talking shit, so make her down that liquor. I be all about my chips, so I be round them niggas. You say you fuckin' with this, now how this sound, little nigga? Best crown them niggas. Jam kings of the century. Make my name taste like shit when you fuckin' haters mention me. This is history. We style the mystery with our consistency. So strategically, not groovy, me to lead. Be with me. We jamming, we jamming, we jamming, we jamming. You jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming. He jamming, he jamming, she jamming, she jamming. We jamming, we jamming, we jamming, we jamming. Let's go. We jamming, we jamming, we jamming. You jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming. He jamming, he jamming, she jamming, she jamming. We jamming, we jamming, we jamming, we jamming. Let's go.
God damn it, man, we jamming, man. The club going haywire. Remy pouring, blunts in rotation, burning like they tires. Kush got me way higher. That's why I'm looking down on them. Still talking shit, but pour another round on them. I'm on it. Yeah, we in here, we in here like we pay rent here. You need calculators to calculate up what we done spent here. Players in here, haters in here. Hey, just like haters do, you must not be doing something right if they ain't hating on you, man. Ain't nobody waiting on you. They fucking bouncing, jigging with it. Nah, I ain't fuck a bruh, but I think my nigga hit it. And I think my nigga did it. Fight her in the field. That's a cold motherfucker. You ain't even here. Let's hit the east where they flip. They don't close till the sun come up. Get you some ones and tips. What the fuck you think we in here for? Man, I'm up after this cup. Head spinning and everything. I done jammed enough. Motherfucker.
We jamming, we jamming, we jamming, we jamming. You jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming. He jamming, he jamming, she jamming, she jamming. We jamming, we jamming, we jamming, we jamming. Let's go.
Now jam on. Now jam on. Now jam on. We jamming, 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 we jamming,
we jamming, we jamming, we jamming, we jamming. You jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming. He jamming, he jamming, she jamming, she jamming. We jamming, we jamming, we jamming, we jamming.
Let's jam on. Let's jam on. Let's jam on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shouts out to Buck and Tub and the entire Best Out ENT. You know what I'm saying? Hit me with that good music right there. You already know. It's your boy Hocus Pocus, a.k.a. DJ No Good, No Good, No Good Hump Days. You already know what it is. Next to Blow Radio. Got Adriana Williams in the building right now. Adriana, what's on your iPod right now? We play a lot of indie artist music here on our station, but I want to know, what are you listening to? Who are some of the musicians you like?
You know what? I'm going to have to try to get some of that music from you, but I'm an old school person, so I'm an Isley Brothers, I'm a Luther, I'm a Peebo, I am Aretha, I'm Patty, so I like the old school and like the rap, you know, I'm like Big Daddy Kane, I like Tupac, Biggie.
That's right.
You know, EPMD, I'm old school. I'm strictly old school. So Fresh Prince, all of it, I mean, all of that, that's all I basically jam to. But I'm feeling some of the music that you're playing. So definitely, I'm also a radio personality. So get me some of this music and, you know, let's see what we can do with it.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to have to talk in the back cave, you know what I mean, exchange some emails and whatnot, so we could definitely make that happen because I would love to get some of these artists on your radio show as well.
Okay. Okay.
So you're going to have to send me over some of that music you got over there, too, because I know we're missing some of your flavor.
Definitely. That's not a problem. I love music.
That's right, that's right. Let's take another caller that's ready to go live right now from the 214. I think this out in Texas. I'm not sure. Caller 664, you live on Next to Blow Radio, what it is like.
What's up, this is Chris, a.k.a. The Wolverine from Dallas, Texas. Just tuning in not too long ago. I'm liking the show so far. And Ms. Williams, I really, what's the name of your book again? So I know what to look for.
I have In Laws from Hell, Your Woman Is My Wife, Freak Files. So there's quite a few of them that's out there floating.
Oh,
In Laws from Hell is the one, like you said, that's kind of spiraling out of control.
I said, that one sound like one I can relate to. I know some In Laws, and they use something else. So that sounds like a must-have book for me.
Definitely.
Like
and catch us when we come to your town, because I will be bringing the stage play that way. So we will let you know.
Wait, you said stage play?
Oh, yeah, we have a stage play. It actually debuted February 26th of last year, and we went on tour. So we haven't finished touring yet.
I have to. I have to stay posted in, because I have to know about that. I like plays. And the name of the book sounds good. I want to see the play.
All right, well, definitely. If you get the book and you love the book, you definitely will love the stage play.
I have to know. And I must say, I do like your choice of music, because I like old school music. I'm getting new stuff. Some of it's good, but lots of it I just don't care for. I like lots of old school music. The people you said, I like them. Lots of people.
Oh, yeah. That's
music. and Hocus Pocus, I like your radio show so far. It's pretty good. I'm enjoying it.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wolverine from Dallas. I appreciate you. Make sure you let all your friends know y'all can tune in every Wednesday to No Good Hump Days, 6 to 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. So your time zone, that'll be from 8 to 10 o'clock every Wednesday.
I just barely got off work. As soon as I got off work, I called into the show, and I'm happy I did. If I didn't call in, I would have known about the In Laws from Hell book. So I'm going to obviously, you know, have something to look forward to. I really am happy I made the show. You know, I was able to call in today.
Definitely.
Awesome. Thank you for calling.
After hearing from Adriana as well and listen to, you know, see about what's going on, definitely check out that play because I'm interested as well. Have you guys already been to Los Angeles or will you be coming back with the stage play?
No, we come into Los Angeles. We're going to be at the Wheel Turn. So the dates and everything is on the website. But, yeah, we definitely will be coming to L.A. L.A. is home for me.
That's
actually
right.
Where the semi-pro team is in L.A.
So, once again, go on ahead and shoot some of your links out. Let everyone know how can we get in contact with you and find out some of this information.
The website is Andriana.com, A-N-D-R-I-O-N-N-A. I'm also on Twitter under Andriana and In Laws from Hell has one. I'm also on Facebook under author Andriana L. Williams or simply Andriana. I'm just all over the place. I mean, so even if you Google, definitely it gives out different emails and it also gives out different contact information. And wherever you reach out to me, I will reach back.
That's what's up. Well, let's take one more caller I see ready to go live right now. Shouts out to everyone else that's just listening in. Don't be scared to press that number one to go live. But right now I see calling from the 810, caller 288. You live on Next to Blow Radio. What's good with it?
Hey, this is Renetta. Hey, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Trying to relax a little bit. I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Shout out to In Laws from Hell.
Thank you.
I just had to call and give my love to my sister, my baby girl.
That's right.
You
are doing her thing, and I love it. You keep up the good work. I love you. You know I'm going to try to get somewhere to get to support you, but you know I'm trying to get you here in Michigan.
I know, and guess what? I will be there. I'm coming to Flint, and even if it's for nothing but to support your stage play. So definitely.
Wonderful. I had to call in and show my love for you.
Well, you know I love you, and I appreciate you.
You know, I love you, too. Keep it up, and let me know where you're going to be next so I can call and scream in the phone to you.
All right. All right.
All right.
That's what's up with it. So, Adriana, I would like to ask you, before we go, final question, what is the best advice you can give to any up-and-coming
business women or business men, period, whether it's in music, whether they're writers, just artists, period, what's the best advice you would like to give to them?
My best advice is to never give up on your dreams. Follow your first mind, step out on faith, stay prayed up, and do what you have to do. No matter how many no's you get, no matter how many closed doors you get, there will be a yes, and there will be many to open. Never get discouraged, and if you do fall, don't stay down. Continue to get up. Continue to do what you need to do. And don't let anybody detour you from your dreams.
Straight up. That's what's up with it. I appreciate you for tuning in and letting me conduct this interview. First off, I'm not going to lie, I was a little nervous. I'm still a little nervous, honestly. You know what I mean? But
why? Why? I'm just me.
You know, I feel like, you know, this, you're a celebrity, so, you know, it's my first time conducting an interview with someone of your scale. So, you know, it just had me a little apprehensive, but I got through it, you know what I mean? And I appreciate you for bearing with me, seriously.
No, and I enjoyed myself, and I thank you for having me. I definitely thank you for having me. I enjoyed myself,
hey, I
and you had a
too.
Wonderful show.
Okay, so definitely, I'm here every Wednesday. Spread the word for me. This is our first month here on Next to Blow Radio. We have a whole 7 days a week, actually. So, you know, you can tune in 7 days a week, and you can let all of the artists that you know, indie artists, that they could submit their music to us as well. And we definitely support the indies here on Next to Blow Radio.
Okay, I definitely will. Like I said, give me some of that music, and, you know, let's try to make some things happen. Whatever I can do to help you, you let me know.
Okay, definitely. And I'm following you on Twitter right about now is where I hit that follow, so make sure you follow me back.
I sure will. I follow back.
All right,
so.
For sure. Appreciate you. Keep it locked if you want to. We're going to get some more of this indie artist music. I see some new callers tuning in right now, so we're going to get into some new callers, you know what I'm saying, some more requests. All of that. So, yeah, keep it locked as long as you can. And, you know, God bless you. Continue to prosper and do such good, wonderful things. And keep inspiring the youth, because the youth are definitely looking up to you. And we know it takes a village to raise a child. So, you know, keep on giving that inspiration to all of us here in this world, for real.
No problem. And like I said, if you need me, just reach out to me. And, you know, you can get me or you can get Judy. So, however, just let me know what I can do to help.
Definitely, definitely. All right, well, I appreciate you once again, you know, and we're definitely going to get you on in a couple of months to see how everything else is just going for you. Did you even, before you go, actually, I want to know, did you even think that In Laws from Hell would become this big? Like, was this even in your thoughts, or what was it? Like, how was it, how was accepting, okay, it's going to become a play and a sitcom? Like, did you have that in your vision at all?
Initially, no. Initially, no. But then it just kind of, you know, with the stage play, I wanted to bring the characters to life, you know. So it just kind of, like you said, spiraled from that point to where it just kind of caught the eye of different people. I mean, we even had to kind of clamp down on the Kardashian clan because they were trying to do a reality show when, you know, when her ex-husband was saying, well, did I marry the Kardashians or did I marry into In-Laws from Hell? Well, look, bro, this is branded. So you're not getting ready to use In-Laws from Hell without paying. You see what I'm saying? So it actually became a household name. Everybody just kind of became very fond of it. But it's just nice that I birthed it and I raised it and now it's here. So, no, I didn't dream about it at first, but it's a dream come true now, and I have more coming. So that's just a blessing in it all.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up with it. That's what's up. So once again, I appreciate you. Keep on doing the lovely, tremendous work that you're doing. You know, owning a semi-pro team, like, I didn't even know about that. So I'm really, like, I'm flabbergasted right now. I didn't even know I'm on a line with a heavyweight. That's what's up, though. I really appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in to Next to Blow Radio. Spread the word for us, you know what I mean? And we definitely going to be spreading the word for you right here on Next to Blow Radio.
Thank you.
definitely. That's what's up. That's what's up. So that's what's up with it, y'all. We just got our special guest, Andreana. Look, I'm about to mess her name up now. Andreana Williams, you know what I'm saying, author of the best-selling book, and it's also a stage play and a sitcom on A&E, In Laws from Hell. I believe it's Monster in Laws or Monsters from Hell. Let me get you back live. What, on A&E? Is it still In Laws from Hell, or didn't they change the name or something for the
A&E
show?
It's Monsters in Laws.
In Laws, okay. There
Monsters
we go.
Laws, yeah. It comes on Monday evening.
Okay, for sure. So y'all make sure y'all check it out every Monday evening. You know, look for that stage play coming to a city near you. Support, you know what I'm saying? Support, support, support. Y'all know how I am. I love to support people who are supporting others. And I know Andreana is definitely going to support you and what you got going on, you know. But, yo, everybody that's listening off of the internet, we got about 10 more minutes before the switchboard locks up. So dial the number. When the switchboard locks up, you won't be able to hear it off your internet. You won't be able to hear nothing anymore. The only way you can hear it is if you're on the phone. So dial the number, 718-664-9115. Again, the number is 718-664-9115. Press that number one to go live, and don't be scared, you dig? I want to get into some inspirational music. This is something that I love to just get. I feel so inspired anytime this comes on. It's no words. It's all instrumental. This is my boy Paul Hardcastle with that Rainforest. I want y'all to check it out.
that moose. You're one whack to me.
Your thing to the
With your host,
the
station with the best music.
I love music.
That's just what you like. I know that's just what you practice. Southern Baptist versus Catholic. So fantastic, it's just action. Our relationship is graphic. Cause when we started fucking, then my heart was fractured backwards. It was half-ish, 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 my mind has been tripping baffled. Almost like on acid, but half of this shit is plastic. Cause I know that you don't love me. You only love my penis. Well, that's okay because I love your brain, baby, genius. Have you ever seen this? Only the greatest use it. I'm only thinking of reasons of baby making music. I mean, the baby's the reason. Jesus, this is the season. Do it while we breathing. Never know what's up this evening. All that silly shit, girl, just leave it. Said we don't need it, but I guess that's just the games you play. Arguments like every day.
Talk about hoes that you know not hit. Different color kicks and polo fits. The shit you bought, all the dough you spent. Hold that thought, love. You all call up in the lies that your homegirl say. Best friend say that I ain't worth shit, but she sent me a text just the other day. Talking about what you doing, how you been. What's up for the night we drinking? You smoking, well you must be. It's a cold ass game, nigga, trust me. Fuck who? Fuck you. Me and you, it's just us two. Argue then we make up like dumb bitch. I love you, but I know that you don't love me. You only love my tongue. Ate her from the back and then I got her sprung. She called it love, I called it lust, but it don't really matter. Cause after all, the name calling, we be fucking after. She tell me do it faster. I record it on camera. Another sex scene, we turn into a movie after. Behind the lights, a total different puzzle. First come the liquor, then we bicker like a married couple. Yes, sir.
Are you leaving back to
the past? I'm making up without you, loser.
yo, yo, I hope y'all still hear me live. I was nervous as hell, Andrea. See, I can't even say her name right no more. That's crazy, that's crazy. I really appreciate you for tuning in, you know, and letting me conduct that interview, though, Miss Andriana. You got a lot of things going on, and you got me nervous. It's my first time being nervous on my show, seriously. That's what's up, though. Let's get into a caller from the 302. 302 calling 743. You live on Next to Blow Radio. What it is like?
What's good? Hocus.
What's happening? Let everybody know. What's your name? Where you calling from? And how you feeling on this? No good hump day.
Well, it's Chris the Catalyst, Shadowy, Cold War Entertainment, Rogue Gang Stand Up, Newcastle, Delaware. What it is? We here.
Yo, we got Delaware in the building. That's what's up, man. How you feeling on this No Good Hump Day?
Oh, I'm chilling, listening to the show, you know what I mean? You know, I stay locked in.
Oh, that's what's up with it. So let us know what's going on with the music. You know, you told us a lot last week, but shit, a lot of things happen in 1 week. What's going on with you, bro?
Well, Saturday we start with the shooting the Shadowy movie and everything. That's going to be epic. My boy O'Flynn just dropped his video last night called Fuck You and everything. That's going crazy all over Facebook. I'm going to send it to you on Twitter and everything so you can check it out too, Hocus.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
I also sent y'all a new track last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
God, you sent it to the Next to Blow email submission?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I don't have that one, but what you can do is definitely send it to my direct email. That way, you know what I'm saying? This for all the artists that's listening right now that wants to know how can they get their music heard, especially for my show, No Good Hump Days. You can send it to my email. My direct email is hpocus2, that's hpocus2.wntbradio. We next to blow radio. You feel me? hpocus2.wntbradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3 formatted and make sure you include the song title and the artist's name. As soon as I get that email, that MP3, I will upload it to the switchboard, and then all of the hosts will have access of it once I upload it to the switchboard, you know. So you could call in and request it for any show, but, you know what I mean, since it's not on the switchboard now and I don't have access to the other email, send it to my direct email. You feel me?
All right. I'm about to do that right now.
Okay. Definitely. And while you do that, I want to let the listeners hear some of your music, because trust and believe, we got some Crush the Catalyst on the switchboard right now. We played this music last week on my show, and I was over here vibing to it, so I want y'all to vibe once again. Turn the volume up. You got to hit y'all with that drummer boy, y'all. Check it out.
Yeah,
I just wanna be a dead
like you're harmonizing. You moan like you're screaming. You lay back, yes, I do my thing now. Ride it, baby, do the dirty wine. Hit it like a drummer boy in the drum line. I grab your legs, tear up between your hips. I ask you where I bust, you say,
all over my lips.
I do it, packed up the skate, it's been tied. I tell you just a pound, no kissing, good night.
Just wanna be up that burn up on my
with a teacher, our major is penetration, teaching me grammar. I'm teaching her enunciation. She screaming, all right, cause I beat it, all right. Ask me, can I beat it all night? I said, come on, girl, they call me crush for a reason. Poseidon swimming, constantly pleasing. Dig so deep, you ain't saying much or nothing. Sounding like a marching band, just the percussion.
Yeah. We back. That's my boy, Crush the Catalyst. Drummer boy. Crush, go on ahead and let everyone know. How can we get in contact with you? It's your Facebook, your Twitter, and how can we listen to more of your music, bro?
You can catch me everywhere by Crush the Catalyst. CrushTheCatalyst. You know what I mean? Facebook, I'm on there. Reverb Nation, I'm on there. Twitter, I'm on there. Put in Google. I probably got a whole bunch of pages that I forgot about because I'm still on MySpace, too. I'm still on Black Planet. Hell, I'm everywhere.
Man, that's what's up with it. So once again, let them know. Once again, what's that contact info? How can we get in contact with you?
Just hit me up. Type in Crush the Catalyst anywhere. And you can find me, Facebook, Twitter, and everything. Easiest places to catch me is Facebook and Twitter because basically that's what I'm on all the time. So y'all want to look and catch me, just holler at me.
Straight up. That's what's up with it. That's what's up. Well, I appreciate you for rocking with us, bro. Make sure you send me that new music, too, so I can get you in rotation for next week's show.
Oh, I already sent it.
Okay, for sure. Definitely. That's what's up with it. I appreciate you for rocking with me. You already know I'm here every Wednesday. And you know, next to Blow, we got a host 7 days a week. So you can tune in tomorrow, the next day, the day before. It don't matter. You know what I mean? We over here rocking it. Booming, baby. Boom. That's what's up with it. I just want to give a shout-out to everyone that logged on tonight, you know what I mean? If you weren't able to call but you listened off of the Internet, I salute you. If you didn't listen off of the Internet but you called in and you didn't want to press 1 to go live, like my caller from the 323 that I see right now, it's all good. I appreciate you. I really do. Make sure y'all tune in every Wednesday. And once again, like I said, 7 days a week right here on Next to Blow Radio, especially for you artists. All you artists out there, you know what I mean? You want to get your music heard, call in and request it. If you're too busy, have someone call in and request it for you. But that's how your music can definitely be played 7 days a week. It has to be called in and requested, though. You can't just expect every host to just play your song like you something special. People, that's a lot. Y'all don't even know how many artists send us music. So call in and support the radio show. We definitely going to show our support right back to you. But you know what? I want to get into some new music because we are in the overtime hour. And what I like to do is get into the artists that aren't able to call, you know what I'm saying? All that stuff I just got through talking, I'm about to still show y'all some love. I got new music submitted to me in these last couple of days, and I want to let y'all get a chance to hear it. So right now, I got some music from my girl, T-Double-I. She sent me this MP3 called All I Need, so I want y'all to check it out.
Bullshit, never take none from no hoe, from no bitch. Fake hoe, yeah.
that tech twice, put him out the game, trying to play. All I need is a microphone and a pound of weed, and I'm good, bro. Kush though, crack sales and cocaine flows. I'm hood ho, check that. Better yet, where that check at? Get your money right. Banks like Will, you Uncle Phil, you the funny type. I'm from a concrete jungle, that's a wild place. Son of Maul, watch me put these rookies in a child's place. They full of shit like a colostomy bag. I only fuck with real G's, no Monopoly cash, nigga.
My real ones, my real bitches, my real niggas, my real ones, my real ones, my real bitches, my real niggas, my real ones.
I don't need a marker to show you niggas my one's real. No brain hospital patient, I must be dumb ill. Bars hot, fresh out the oven, now that's a done deal. Hannibal, crew with me, they eat shit brutally. I'll kill a cat off, animal cruelty. The game full of fakes, so haters keep snakes with them. For some reason, we ain't bothered, immune to snakes, venom. Hey, I don't fuck with niggas, cause they be doing all kind of shit. I fuck with real G's, the rest of you niggas counterfeit. My squad real, clip gang official. We got the streets pumping cautious, so the iron on me like I'm trying to creep some.
My real ones, my real bitches, my real niggas, my real ones, my real ones, my real bitches, my real niggas, my real ones.
Thank you.
Hey, man, it's 4D Music's own AC, and I'm chilling right here with my man Hocus Pocus. Hey, yo, Pocus, tell these people what it is, folk.
Yeah. M.I.D. Tell me right now, you better do something with your girl. I do. She tell you she tired, need to get her some sleep. She tell you not right now, she just worked OT. But when she see me, she be freaking on me. But when she see me, shorty put it on me. She tell you she tired, need to get her some sleep. She tell you not right now, she just worked OT. But when she see me, she be freaking on me. But when she see me, shorty put it on me. You mad because I smash mad times, and when it comes to you, she give you mad lies. And you mad because we 4D better than your shorty, she can handle mad pipe. He don't treat it, he don't eat it, he don't beat it right. It's time for you to come visit, Mr. Beat it right. I kill that pussy, make shorty see the light. I'm getting brains from her, all the answers right. MIG 4D, you need to get it right. I'm at a lesbian party, converting pipe. He thinks she popping when she say she love the nightlife. I get the water flowing, reason why she love my pipe. He mad when it kill somebody. Meanwhile, I'm rubbing chocolate all over her body. Loyalty Friday, we like to party. Lottie Dottie,
how we doing?
Yeah. Party over here, and ain't sweat dripping down the leg when I come here. Nope. Yeah. I said it is what it is. Don't get mad at me. You need to handle your biz. She tell you she's tired, need to get her some sleep. She tell you not right now, she just worked OT. But when she see me, she be freaking on me. But when she see me, shorty put it on me. She tell you she's tired, need to get her some sleep. She tell you not right now, she just worked OT. But when she see me, she be freaking on me. But when she see me, shorty put it on me.
Don't be mad at me, don't be what it be. I let it do to the scene, now how it to me. When she with you, she can't wait to leave. When she with me, I tap into her inner freak. She be freaking me off and I'm putting it down. I feel shorty drip, you put the windows down. I act quiet and it doesn't fucking with this clown. Like my nigga Jake City, I put it downtown. I can't help that your shorty can't help but stare. I'm the taxi, the climax, I take it in. You can't handle it, you like Blake Man. I give her all that dick. You paraman man, shorty bounce on the dick like a B-boy battle. You can hop up on the dick and do a full straddle. Sucks for you, look at you crazy like damn. Don't suck for you, she ain't low. I guess she got enough for you. I know she thinking, why she even start fucking with you?
Why?
I be all up in the red, don't get mad at me. You need to handle your biz.
She tell you she's tired, need to get her some sleep. She tell you not right now, she just worked OT. But when she see me, she be freaking on me. But when she see me, shorty put it on me. She tell you she's tired, need to get her some sleep. She tell you not right now, she just worked OT. But when she see me, she be freaking on me. But when she see me, shorty put it on me.
Okay, maybe it didn't work with my phone on mute. That's what I needed to do. But, yo, I'd like to thank all of y'all that tuned in to this edition of No Good Hump Days with your boy Hocus Pocus, a.k.a. DJ No Good, No Motherfucking Good. You already know what it is. Tune in next week, you know what I'm saying? Same bat time, same bat channel. Alrighty, make sure y'all show some love to my boy Herb Ock, who will be in the building tomorrow night right here on Next to Blow Radio. He's also at the same time as myself, you know what I mean? 6 to 8 o'clock on the West Coast, that's 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time, you know. Same phone number, dial 718-664-9115. Press that number 1 to go live. If you're not following me on Twitter, make sure you do that, you know what I mean? HPOCUS2, that's HPOKUS, the number 2. Hit me up with a mention so that I know that you're following me now and I will follow you back. But just throw it at me. Be like, hey, my nigga, I'm following you, nigga. Is you going to follow me back anytime soon? Say something like that. You know what I mean? I'm going to just laugh at it and follow your ass back. It's not that hard to do. So, you know what I'm saying? Hit me with a mention. Let me know that you're following me so I can follow you back. You know what I mean? It's all love over here on No Good Hump Days. Also, I just want to quickly broadcast these like pages on Facebook. You know what I mean? If y'all not a member of my fan page on Facebook, all you got to do is type in facebook.com/
whatever it is that you want to promote, you could just tag that wall all day long. I'm not going to trip. Just, you know what I mean? You got to like the page. That's the only thing I ask for you. You know, also, I want you guys to like the Shape page that I help administrate. You know what I mean? It's an acronym. You can type it in your search bar on Facebook, S period H period A period P period E Shape. You know what I mean? It stands for Showing Homeless a Positive Effort. It was something that we created this winter. You know what I mean? Raised a lot of, got a lot of donations as far as canned goods and blankets and whatnot, you know, for the winter months, the cold winter months. Well, now it's getting hot, so we still need, you know, whatever it is that you don't need anymore or you're not using anymore. Think about the homeless, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of homeless people in these streets from Cali to New York, you know, East Coast to West Coast, and worldwide. It's sad that we have so much homelessness in the streets of, you know, the entire world, but especially here in America, that should be the richest country, you know what I mean? But we got money to send spaceships out into, you know, another galaxy. Like, I don't understand why is our money being spent on war and not feeding the homeless. So, you know, please like that page, you know, and I want you guys to be introduced to Kim Always Blessed, you know what I mean, who is the founder or the starter of that page, who got me to be part of her team, you know what I mean? She could give you more insight on what it is that we're definitely looking for, but we're looking for donations, whether it's a, you know, financial donation, or if it's, like I said, if it's clothing that you have, blankets, air conditioners, you know what I mean, canned goods, whatever it is that you, you know what I mean, can help out, we really appreciate it. So just contact me at hpokus2, H-P-O-K-U-S, the number 2, and from there I can give you guys all the links, you know what I'm saying, that you need involving this organization, Showing Homeless a Positive Effort, Shape. Type that in your search bar. You know, shouts out to Team Triple R, Real Recognized Real. Y'all can type that in your search bar as well and join that group on Facebook. You know what I mean? Shouts out to HFL Magazine. You know what I mean? Y'all got a good thing going. I'm loving everything that I'm seeing that's going on with HFL Magazine. So keep doing y'all thing, you know what I mean? Shouts out to my next to Blow Radio family, my familia, you feel me? Make sure y'all join that group page as well on Facebook. Type in Next to Blow Radio. No numbers. You type it out how it's supposed to be spelled, you know, no special characterizations or none of that. You know what I mean? If you can't spell Next to Blow Radio, then obviously Hooked on Phonics did not work for you, and you need to be back in the remedial class for real. But, yo, I thank y'all for listening to the show. Make sure y'all tune in next week. We got a lot of things going on. You know, I'm getting ready for this summer. You know what I mean? Get in contact with me, all the people that's listening in California. Fully Loaded is about to have a big show June the 30th across the street from the Staples Center at the Icon Lounge, you know what I mean? That's a big old, if y'all ain't ever been there, it's massive, you know what I mean? It's a good look. It's going to be a red carpet event, so you have to dress upscale. Like, I mean, Fully Loaded, we doing our thing this year, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to be performing there along with a lot of other hot acts, but you already know, we finna just close it out and do it the right way. So hit me up if y'all need tickets for that. I'm going to be raffling off tickets as well, so find out about the raffle, you know what I mean? Just hit me up. Like I said, the best way to get in contact with me is probably to just Google me. God damn it, I'm Google relevant. HPOKUS2, H-P-O-K-U-S, the number 2. You know what I mean? I don't know how many pages I got on Google, but you should definitely be connected to my Twitter, my Facebook, my Reverb Nation, my SoundCloud. You know, those are the main ones I use. Tumblr, I'm not on that too much, but I need to go in there and recreate some shit. Get my Instagram, get all Instagrammed out for y'all. But, yo, I'm going to close this show with some music from my boy Nuisance. Money, Fear, Power. I want y'all to check it out. Have a good night. God bless you. And you know, if nobody loves you, Hocus Pocus love you. Love y'all. Good night.
Yeah. 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 Swag. Go with it.
again. Here I go and now you're feeling how I'm doing. Okay, it's going down. I'm making it go around. Okay, that's like a circle. I'm choking you out till your face turn purple. You know I get it in because I am the boss. Yeah, niggas better run. Please don't floss. I'm getting on this heat because I'm hitting on this heat. And you know how I do it because I got you jumping out of your seat. Got you bobbing your head feet, moving, tapping on that flow. You know how I do it because I got you rocking back and forth. You know money is the mission. Money is the motive. I make tricks, hit this shit, so I reload it. Come on, now get your money. Stack it up. Money, fear, and power, we gon' back them up. You know what it is, so I'm in this truck. Motherfuckers better watch out. Yup, it's about that money. Fear, power, power. Money, fear, power, power. It's about that money. Fear, power, power. Money, 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 money. It's about that money. Fear, power, power. Money, fear, power, power. It's about that money. Fear, power, power. Money, 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 money. I'm super swagginess. Somebody call Agnes to get them back because I'm still flipping like back to flips. Y'all hating on me, you trips. I just drinking sips. You hating on me because I'm a big spender. Big tips. I got an idea. I'm about to make it hot. I make it boil and it's not even in the pot. Y'all niggas want it because I come like the heavy rock. I'm banging hard, heavy metal. Better watch your block. My nigga, watch me rock. My nigga, watch me roll. Yeah, I do it, got that ice cream, Rocky Road. Yeah, nigga, dating, cause I do it like you just don't know. And now I make it go. It's about that money, fear, power, power. Money, fear, power, power. It's about that money, fear, power, power. Money, 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 money. It's about that money, fear, power, power. Money, fear, power. Power's about that money. Big power, power. Money, 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 money. I'm just gonna get my rack. Racks on top of racks on racks. If you snitches, run your mouth. I'ma lay you on your back. Nigga hating on me because I do it. I don't snitch no rats. If you looking for me, then West Coast Cali, that's where I'm at. Keeping on that map. Like star and dot. You hating on that boy because I'm hot. I make it pop. Corn pops and crispy. Yeah, niggas better miss me